This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 47 for June 9th, 2011. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. It's been quite some time. I was just looking, April 13th to be exact, since the last BGZ podcast. I know I haven't done a whole lot on the Blind Geek Zone here in a while, and I want to assure everybody that I've not given up on the Blind Geek Zone. I'm not going to get rid of the Blind Geek Zone. I've been really busy with customers and stuff lately. I've got quite a few regular customers at various times throughout the day, throughout the week. That's kind of been making it hard for me to find a day to do recordings or to get time to do some recordings, but I definitely do want to get some recordings done here, and I wanted to talk to you today about what my plans are for BGZ here in the next few months. And I do have quite a few plans, actually. I want to, in a very short amount of time, hopefully maybe sometime next week, this is June 9th today, so you know, sometime in the next week, I want to do a BGZ live cast. One of the things I want to do on there is a demonstration of the Apple TV. I do now have a way to get some audio from the device into my PC so I can record it, so it's definitely one thing I want to get done. I recently acquired a iPod Touch 4th generation, which has built-in microphone and camera, and I want to do some demonstrations of some really cool apps that I've gotten for it. Things like LookTel, which is a money identifier. I've been playing with some color identifiers, some voice recorders that are really nice for the iPod Touch or iPhone or iPad, any of the devices that have a built-in microphone. And just overall, some other applications. I want to start, you know, talking about some of these applications. I started to do that for a while and then I kind of quit, but I want to get back into that again. Demonstrate some of these really neat things out there, like VizWiz, which is really super cool. It allows you to take pictures of things and get identification of those objects. Like if you took a picture of a can of soup, it could tell you that it was a can of soup. And if you have it aligned right, it could probably tell you it's a can of Campbell's soup or whatever. So definitely want to get back into a lot more of this kind of thing here throughout the rest of the year. I also have an Android phone, a Droid 2 from Verizon, and I've kind of been going back and forth with it. And I have decided that I do want to do some podcasts about the phone and its accessibility for blind and visually impaired users. So I definitely want to get that started here pretty soon. I still have a Windows 7 Part 4 podcast that I would definitely like to get recorded. I haven't done any of that in quite a while. The only thing I've done recently on the Blind Geek Zone was my demonstration for Accessible World that I did on Windows Live Mail 2011 last month, and that was one of the things I wanted to cover in a continuing series of podcasts on Windows 7, but I'll just leave that as a standalone there for people that want to look at it. And just this week, I've acquired a MacBook Pro laptop, and I kind of gave up on the Mac for a while. I did a few podcasts early on with the Mac Mini, and I sort of kind of gave up for a while on that, and I definitely want to get into some of that again here. on the Blind Geek Zone on the audio page, do some tutorials. As I learn things, I've still got a lot to learn about the Mac, so it's not going to be real quick, but it certainly is a goal that I have in mind for the Blind Geek Zone. I want to kind of diversify. I don't want to continually just do podcast recordings with just PC stuff or just JAWS as far as a screen reader. I kind of want to diversify. I want to do Mac stuff. I want to do iOS stuff. I want to do Android stuff. I want to do maybe some in-depth reviews of System Access and NVDA. I'm still learning Windows, so that's probably quite a ways off, but I do at least know the basics of that. So, I do have a lot of things I want to do. One of the things that's kind of stopping me, and I've talked about this on Twitter quite a bit, for those of you who are following me on Twitter, I've talked about the fact that the Blind Geek Zone website's getting really big. And when I started this back in November of 2006, it was relatively simple to code the website. And the website rapidly grew through the first year. And now there are well over 200 podcasts on the links page. There's nearly 200 links to different places. And all of this is coded by hand. I do all this coding by hand. The page, the audio feed, which you'll see the BGZ podcast on here later when I upload it, all of that is hand-coded. I don't use automation for any of this. And while it's a fun, geeky kind of thing to do, it really doesn't get to be a lot of fun once a website gets to a certain size. So I'm looking for ways to fix that problem. And one of the things I would like to do is either redo Blind Geek Zone on WordPress or Drupal, something like that. My host doesn't currently give me that kind of ability, and I'm working on getting that changed. My provider, a friend of mine, has been really busy with a new job lately, and that's kind of stopped some of the plans that I've had for BGZ. Want to move over to a Linode at some point. He's responsible for the Linode. And so once he gets that up and running, I'll be able to hopefully get on that. But, you know, he has a life. He's, you know, got a job. And, you know, I certainly respect that and do understand. So, you know, for some things that I don't necessarily know how to do myself. And, you know, there are a lot of things out there that I don't necessarily know how to do for myself. I have to depend on some help for things like that. So that's another reason there hasn't been a huge amount of content put up on BGZ lately. But I don't know. Part of it, too, is I for a while, I've just kind of been burnt out. You know, I've been doing this now for 5 years. And, you know, sometimes it's really hard to get a good idea of what you want to do next. So I hope everybody out there really understands that as well. I do get contributions from people, and that's been great. I thank Chase Crispin for his podcast he sent up to me. Giovanni Bahina, I appreciate his podcast he sent up. And I'm hoping I'm not forgetting others. Keith Hinton sent up a Linode podcast. I appreciate that. And and anybody else that I've posted lately, I do appreciate your contributions. They do help. But again, still, it's getting stuff hand-coded and getting around, you know, trying to make a few bucks with customers and things like that, that sometimes it just makes it hard for me to put as much into BGZ as I would like to. And I kind of just wanted to explain some of that again today. I know I've talked about this a couple of times now, and I just want to keep everybody in the loop, and I don't want people to think that BGZ is just going to wither away and die, because I certainly do not want that to happen at all. I've kind of been toying around with getting some help, but I've tried that a few times, and I've kind of had mixed results with that, so I'm kind of squeamish about doing it again, but I can't say that I won't if the right person comes around and, you know, I really get a good vibe and, you know, I may try that again by letting others help do some upkeep on the site. I certainly can't afford to pay much for anybody to do that, and, you know, that's another factor. You know, I hate having to make people volunteer, you know, because we all, you know, like to make a buck or two here and there, so. You know, that's just kind of how that's going. But so there are a lot of things, you know, going on. And that's just some of the things that I would like to get done here in the next few months. I definitely want to try and get some more content going. And I still would like to have other people willing to do, you know, live casts through BGZ Radio. That started out with Aaron, I forget what his last name was, but we kind of had some difficulties and things didn't work out, and he went his own way, so you know, we just haven't gotten anybody else, and I don't know if anybody's interested or not, but if you are, I'm still interested in having people do their own shows on BGZ. Yeah, as long as you're serious about it, and as long as you're going to do things on the up and up. Part of the reason Aaron ended up going his own separate way is he has some problems with his podcast, his live casts, with a few things that weren't quite legal, and a few times just with language from people that he had on his shows. BGZ is family oriented. You know, we have a lot of kids out there well under 18 years old listening to the podcast, and don't really want to subject them to foul language. So just keep that in mind too. You know, if you're really serious about doing this, you know, got to keep it clean. You know, that's just the very few rules I have. You keep it on the up and up. Don't talk about things that aren't legal. And keep it clean. So, like I said, if you're interested, contact me privately. I'd love to hear from you, and perhaps we can work something out. All right. Well, that's basically all I have for you today. Just wanted to update everybody again with what's going on. And like I said, I really, really hope to do a live cast again here next week if possible. Gonna see what clients I have scheduled for next week. But I definitely want to try to do that. Hopefully, I'm thinking about next Thursday, which would be... Let's see, this is the 9th. 9th and 7th is... the 16th. So that's kind of what I'm leaning for. Probably on the 16th. Perhaps sometime in the afternoon. But that's going to depend on scheduling here. So, alright. Thanks for listening. And hope to have something content-wise for you very soon.